This is my summary on 5.4 probability of disjoint and overlapping events. Compound events are a union of event A and B. To find the probability of disjoint event, use equation probability A plus probability B minus probability of A and B. To find probability of overlapping events, use equation probability A plus probability B minus probability A and B. One example of the disjoint events is a card is randomly selected from a standard deck of 52 playing cards, and then what is the probability that is a 10 or a face card? To solve that, you since there's four 10s in the deck of 52 playing cards, you put 4 over 52, and then plus the face cards, which there is 12 face cards, and then put plus 12 over 52. Since it can't be a 10 or a face card, then it's just minus 0, and then after you add up 4 plus 12, it will equal 16 over 52, which then simplifies to 4 over 13. My summary on 5.5 permutations and combinations. The difference between a permutation and a combination is: permutation is the arrangement of objects in which order is not important. Combination is the selection of object which order is not important. To find the number of permutations, you use the equation n factorial over n minus r factorial. To find the number of combinations, use n over n minus r factorial times r factorial. An example of permutation using the permutation formula. So you got 10 horses running in a race, and then how many different ways can the horses finish first, second, and third? So n is equal to 10 and r is equal to 3. So then you plug that into the equation, which you would get 10 factorial over 10 minus 3 factorial. And then you subtract 10 minus 3, which is 7, and then what you do now is on the top, you multiply 10 times 9 times 8 times 7, but then you cross out 7 on the top and 7 on the bottom, and then then it will cancel out, and then you got 10 times 9 times 8, which is 720 ways for the horses to finish first, second, and third.